for justice, and Trump, we're demanding it. We're demanding it.
Advocates for the so-called Buffalo Five held a rally outside 25 Delaware in downtown Buffalo. Seven floors above is the office of District Attorney John Flynn. They are urging the DA to exonerate the group of black men who, as teenagers in 1976, were charged in the murder of William Crawford, a white man, on Fillmore Avenue. Four of them were convicted. Supporters of the Buffalo Five say police were eager to solve a white man's murder quickly, and they allege that some evidence which could have cleared the defendants was withheld. Only three of the Buffalo Five are still alive, including Daryl Boyd, who remains on parole.
Very frustrating. But I also know that at this present time it is reality, and to rebel against that position or the supervision of them, you know, wouldn't be healthy. So, you know, it's best that, you know, just more or less, we just want to be relieved.
The Buffalo Five now have prominent attorney Paul Cambria representing them. He has filed a motion to vacate their decades-old indictment, and now they've got a court date. The motion will be heard December 2nd. John Walker Jr., also one of the surviving Buffalo Five, explains why this court date is so important to him.
I have a 14-year-old son over there, and I don't want to leave a legacy that his father is a murderer, especially for something I had nothing to do with, and I don't want to leave the legacy to him. So that's the most important thing for me.
Walker is now 61 years old, but he notes that family members have a history of dying in their 60s. He's worried that this court date will be his last chance to clear his name. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.